in the 1980s, my husband and I went back and forth to France a number of times. He was working on a large international physics experiment there. Now, this was before the internet, so to find a cheap flight, the trick was you bought a Sunday New York Times and you looked in the travel section. Usually it meant we flew on Pakistan International Air. One Sunday, as I was looking through there, I found a rather intriguing ad that said, free airfare to London, two for the price of one return on the Queen Elizabeth II, Cunard Lines. And I thought, well, this looks pretty interesting. The dates fit when we were going to be traveling, and the price worked out to be really good. And we started thinking about, there's probably not going to be too many more transatlantic ocean liners going back and forth, so we'll do it. It'll be an adventure. And so the week of Christmas found us in Southampton boarding the Queen Elizabeth II, getting ready to sail across to New York. I have to admit my visions of an ocean liner were kind of tainted by old movies and English novels. I expected there to be lots of dark wood and polished brass. Instead, it was all chrome and lucite. It was kind of like a floating Holiday Inn. It wasn't quite what I expected. We had a nice stateroom. We had a porthole so we could look out. So the first night we walked around, we stood on deck and we watched the lights of England fade into the distance. I'm not a real good sailor, so I was a little queasy. Someone seeing I was green said, oh, you know, don't worry. You'll get your sea legs and you'll be fine. This is what I call a polite lie. Kind of like when your parents said, oh, your dog Buffy's gone to live at the farm. So I had plastic bags and I always kept one in my pocket so I wouldn't have to worry. I went to bed that night, and as I laid down in my bed, I started thinking about, wow, this is a really big, deep ocean, and this is just a little boat in the middle of it. Don't think about the Titanic. Don't think about the Titanic. And the next morning when we woke up, the room was just pitching back and forth and back and forth. Water was coming in through our porthole. We put a towel around it. So we thought, well, we'll go explore a little bit. So we went out, and there was an announcement that no one was allowed on the outside decks because we were in the middle of a very severe North Atlantic winter storm. The decks had iced over. The ship was pitching and rolling. It wasn't safe to go out. And in fact, it was pitching and rolling so much they had drained the swimming pools because they were sloshing over all. So we spent the afternoon watching a movie in the cinema, and then we went to tea in the Grand Salon where they had a big pyramid of teacups on a table. And in one particular rough roll, they all came crashing down and shattered on the floor. People were getting sick a lot. Everybody was getting sick, and most people didn't think of carrying a little plastic bag in their pocket. And if you will, it just, you know, the crew couldn't keep up with the cleanup. It got pretty nasty. And if you forgive the description, the Grand Staircase became sort of a Niagara Falls of vomit. The elevators weren't much better. So I went to the ship's doctor to see if they could give me something for seasickness. I joined this long line of people with green faces. And as I was asking the nurse what it was she was giving me, she jabbed the hypodermic in my arm and said, don't worry, love, it's not available in the States. It also didn't help much. And so the trip was extended by another day because we had to go slower through the storm, which was just another day of misery for a lot of people. But by the last night, I felt well enough. I was sitting in the lounge with some friends that we had made on the trip, and we were all talking about how it had been an adventure, just not the adventure we thought it was going to be. And we watched the Statue of Liberty go by, and then as my husband and I were getting off the ship, I turned to him and said, Now I know why those tickets were so cheap.